Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On the show today, we've got super talented singer Kaylin Britt joining us. We'll talk with Kaylin about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. So, with that, let's get things started today. And I've got my buddy Craig over here with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, dude?
Hey, pretty good, Cody. How have you been? It's been 2 weeks absence. We took last week off of July 4th, so I'm looking back on track.
I tweeted this out the other day. I said it feels like a long time since we've had an interview. It feels like a month, to be honest with you.
Yeah, agreed.
Because like you said, our last show was June 30th, I believe, before the 4th. So.
Correct. Friday the 30th, and our last show was the 27th.
Yep. And we had took off the entire week of the 4th. So I'm kind of excited to get back to doing this.
Well, let's get started.
All right. And with that, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Kaylin Britt to the show. Hey, Kaylin, how are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for doing this today.
Yeah, of course. I'm really happy to be able to talk to everybody and to just be able to share what's going on with music right now.
That's awesome. Now, I always start out pretty much every interview with the same two questions, and I know we kind of talked about this off-air a little bit, but first off, just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Okay. My name is Kaylin Britt. I am 22 years old. I currently live in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I am a pop singer and songwriter. So my journey in music started when I was 4 years old. I was singing on stage in church, background vocals with my mom and my sister. I have a sister who's 2 years older than me. So my mom would sing solos in church, and we would sing background vocals for her. And my mom loves music, so there was never really a point in time where we weren't singing or listening to music in the car. I know some kids grow up and they're kind of embarrassed to sing in public, and that really wasn't the case for me. My sister and I were always singing. My parents have videos of us getting up and singing. Of course, my sister would get up and sing like the cute Disney songs, and I would get up and sing whatever popped into my head. I would make up my own songs on the spot. So I guess that's a little bit of a songwriter in me, even from a young age. But as I got older, I was involved a lot with my church and my youth praise band. I would sing there and in school choir, got into some musicals, and I was pretty sure that I wanted to be a worship leader in the church when I got older. I was only allowed to listen to Christian contemporary music growing up. I'm from South Georgia, so I come from a conservative Christian family, so I was really only allowed to listen to Christian contemporary music. But as I got older, I started hearing some pop music just on sports trips and with friends, and I was like, wow, this stuff is so incredibly catchy. So fast forward, I graduate high school, go off to college. It's my freshman year, and I'm majoring in music. They're having me sing classical music, which it's good to get the foundations, but classical music was not for me. It just felt like it was sucking out all the creativity and all the joy in music, and I couldn't sing catchy hooks, and so I was looking for an outlet. I had seen this ad online for this this local competition called North Georgia Idol. So I decided to go give it a shot. I ended up winning the competition, and what I won was the opportunity to record a whole song. So I figured, hey, if I have the opportunity to record a whole song, I'm going to write a pop song. And so that's when I wrote my first pop song, Guy I Don't Know, which is kind of funny because anybody who's been tracking with me since the very beginning has heard the song, but otherwise it's kind of been, I've kind of wiped it clean from the internet just because it's my first song, and a lot of times you just grow and you look back and you cringe, and so I've tried to kind of wipe it from the internet. And I was also going by Kaylin Walsingham. Yeah, exactly. I was going by Kaylin Walsingham then. Walsingham is my last name. Britt is actually my middle name, but Kaylin Britt is so much easier to remember and say. So, but yeah, so I wrote my first pop song. And after that, I was just in love with writing pop music, and I think slowly but surely the dream changed from, hey, oh, I want to be a worship leader, to, well, maybe I could actually do this, the singing and the songwriting and writing pop music. You know, some of my relatives looked at me like I was crazy, but I was like, maybe I can bring this like realness and authenticity into the pop world. So that's what I try to do. I try to like blend what I love about pop and the catchy hooks with also like deep lyrics and yeah, songs with a story.
Right.
So yeah.
Now I love those songs. I'm a sucker for songs with a good message. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard Jake Miller's A Million Lives. I love that song.
I think I've heard of it. I'm not sure if I've heard it, but I like Jake Miller. I've checked out his stuff. He's really good.
I love that song. Go check out his song, A Million Lives. It is just so well written. It's kind of in the rap, pop kind of vein, you know, but it's
mm-hmm.
It's such a good song, but while we're on the subject of music and our taste in music, I tell people this all the time. If you scroll through my phone and look at my music, my music taste ranges from, oh my God, you need to hear this, to, yeah, please don't judge me for this.
Yep. No, I totally understand that. I feel, yeah, definitely on my phone too. I still got some like high school musical on there.
Yeah, but it's like I've got some old, if you can believe this, I've got some old Boys to Men music on there. I'm a little ashamed to
wow.
say that, but it's there. I'm a little ashamed to say that, but it's there. But anyway, I wanted to ask, who in the pop world are some of your musical influences?
That's a good question. Definitely Michael Jackson. I think not so much on necessarily like the lyrical side, but as far as catchy hooks and trying to emulate like what he puts into a performance. I have a tattoo. I just got this tattoo this year. But it's my only tattoo, but it's from his song Human Nature. And it says, Four Walls Won't Hold Me Tonight. Just the idea of not being your own worst enemy and not having to stay inside a bubble that society puts you in. But so yeah. Michael Jackson, but lately I've come to describe my music as kind of like a fuse between Selena Gomez and Shawn Mendes. Just because.
Interesting.
I love the pop, catchy hooks, but I also have found in my music, especially when I start going into the studio and stuff, that I err towards the side of the acoustic type of vibe. Like there's always like in Help My Sanity, the song that I'm working on now, the main thing is the guitar.
Right.
So it's trailing through the whole song, and it sets up it really sets up the foundational background melody.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Now, I like what you said about acoustic music. I'm a big fan of acoustic music. I mean, just a singer and a guitar, maybe a box drum. It's it's some of the best you can possibly get. I think acoustic music, in and of itself, really shows the singer's range. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, like in Help My Sanity, there's a bunch of like there are other elements, but even in the past, I've done stuff with like just the guitar, done performances with either just my guitar and like a cajon, or yeah, just my guitar and like someone singing harmony with me. And yeah, there's definitely nothing to hide behind.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're very exposed.
Now, this next question I have for you is sort of a new question that I've kind of worked into the show. When your career takes off and you're winning Grammy after Grammy, which is going to happen for you, there's no doubt in my mind.
Thank you. I hope so.
What's the one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, man. Honestly, I think I want to be remembered for how I interact with people. I really want to be remembered for being genuine and just loving, because I don't think the world necessarily has enough of that. Just being real. I've always said I want to be the type of artist that people feel like they could just come over to my house and we could hang. Like I would just be a friend.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah.
I think
that would last longer than my songs.
You know, and this is what I love about the music industry, as opposed to any other genre in the entertainment world. The people you meet in the music industry, basically, what you see is what you get with them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just love that about music. I mean, it's real. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
See, I've been doing this for the past. Well, I started the show. Originally, we were a soap opera radio show. We talked about soaps originally, but that really was not my passion.
Mm-hmm.
And my passion's always been music. So for the past 3.5 years, I think it's been, we've interviewed independent singers and songwriters, and I love it. It's probably the best decision I've ever made.
That's awesome.
And pretty much, oh, and by the way, you're only like the second top singer we've ever had on the show. So
really?
I'm just throwing this out there. but anyway, like I said, the music industry and the people in the music industry are some of the best people I probably ever met. So.
Yeah, you're totally right. It's just, especially for those who write their own songs, I feel like it's such a gateway into who they are as a person.
I agree completely. But now I did kind of have some fun sort of quirky questions for you.
Okay.
Kind of let the listeners get to know you as a person. But okay. This is always a fun one, and some of the responses I get to this question are totally off the wall. So feel free to just throw out anything that comes to your mind.
Okay.
You're stranded on a desert island and can only take 3 items. What are you taking?
Oh gosh. Stranded on a desert island, can only take 3 items. So are we talking practical here, or are we talking about just items I personally would take to make me happy on the island?
Whatever you want. It's practical, practical or whatever makes you happy, you know?
I would take, for starters, a lifetime supply of coffee, because there's no way I'm getting off that island or enjoying the island without my coffee. Unfortunately, I'm addicted.
And you have not become my new best friend.
Exactly. Coffee bonds the world. A practical one. I'd have to pick sunscreen because I'm just fair skinned and that'd lead to all kinds of bad stuff. And then 3 would probably be my friend Mishy for company.
Nice. Now, before we move on, there's actually a caller on the line that wants to say something to you.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second. 718, you're on. Hello, 718. And they dropped. Never mind. I must have freaked them out. I don't know.
It's a little intimidating.
I tend to
calling into the radio.
I tend to freak people out at times. That's just me. I tend to do that. this next question I have, next couple questions I have for you are kind of serious, but not, if that makes any sense. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Honestly, although I think everything serves a purpose to get you where you are, I would have to say, there was a time where I got in with this producer who promised me a lot of things and I think got my hopes up a little. And he promised me a lot of things in order to take a lot of my money that I was investing into my career. And I'd probably say to if I could go back, would avoid him and save some money on that aspect. But
And I know this, I understand this. There's always a bad side to pretty much every business. I understand that's why it's called a business. when I hear a story like that, or somebody has to sell off a bunch of things just to make rent, it breaks my heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely a struggle. Like, first, there are a lot of sharks out there. There are a lot of people who will say they can get you in front of so-and-so or get you signed with this label, and, you know, and they're out there just basically to take your money. And,
right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's and especially if they can get you when you're hungry enough to get somewhere and when you're young enough to still believe it, you know, that's when. But I feel like almost everyone who I've talked to who's in the music business has kind of had a little bit of that story where they've ran into one of these sharks and believed what they said, and
you know, thankfully I haven't become cynical yet, thankfully.
same.
And doing this show, even though I'm not technically a part of the music business, it feels like I am because talking to you guys on basically a weekly basis, it feels like I'm part of the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you get stuff hot off the press.
Sometimes. Before I ask this next question, I wanted to turn things over to my co-host and see if he's got anything to ask you. Craig?
Yes. Hi, Kaylin. You had mentioned that you're from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I wanted to ask you if any point in the future will you be doing any performances either in Chattanooga or nearby like Nashville where the fans can get a chance to see you in person?
Yeah. I had taken a break actually back in last fall. I was doing a lot of open mic nights around Chattanooga, just like me and my guitar, but after I release this single, and if I think I'll maybe poll my fans and see kind of where maybe they could all get to or they're closest by. And yeah, I would love to set up a show for them. So it's definitely in my thought process. Yeah.
I am. Visit Nashville a few times a year, and I have also driven from Nashville to Chattanooga to see some shows. So I would love to see you if given the opportunity.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely remember that. I think Chattanooga's a good little place, and we have some cool venues around here.
You know,
Do you know that concert with Banner Row, which is takes place at the same time as the CMT Music Festival?
Mm-hmm.
Is that in Chattanooga or is it in another part of Tennessee?
Especially in Manchester.
The Riverbend Music Festival?
Yeah, I think it's called Bonnaroo.
I think he's talking...
Oh, Bonnaroo, yeah.
Bonnaroo,
Yeah, that was in... Nashville, right?
CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Bonnaroo is in another
that
part.
Must have been in Atlanta or Knoxville. I know it was close by, but it wasn't in Chattanooga. Yeah, I had some friends who went
anyway.
There.
Let me see. I noticed you mentioned that you're a Tennessee girl. Well, I'm from Tennessee myself. So.
Okay. Where in Tennessee?
Halfway between Memphis and Nashville, which is
okay,
what
cool.
I like to tell people. So basically, it's West Tennessee, and a friend of mine actually went to a college at Chattanooga. I just graduated, I think, like a year or two ago. So.
Oh, very cool. UTC.
Mhm. Yep.
Awesome.
I
live like right in the midst of UTC downtown.
That's awesome. Being in Tennessee, I've never been to Chattanooga. As crazy as it sounds.
Man, you got to come out. There's some. If you come, I'll show you. I'll show you around. Well,
awesome.
If you come, I'll be your tour guide. Show you all the tourist traps,
sweet.
But then all the like, the cool stuff.
Sweet. Now, I think you might have mentioned this earlier, but if you weren't a singer, what would you be doing right now?
Oh, man. Well, let me think. If I wasn't a singer, I think that's kind of one of the scariest things is because I'm really not sure if music isn't popping for me down the road. I don't really know. But maybe be like a counselor.
There's no plan B, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe counseling. Kind of like, yeah. And then I'd have a bunch of ideas for songs, man.
Oh, yes. I'm kind of a bit of a singer myself, and I play a little bit of guitar as well. I'm actually teaching myself to play guitar, so I've been at it about
awesome.
Maybe 2 years, 2 or 3 years I've been at it, I think. And actually, this past week, I actually played a show with a local band for a pre-4th of July party, which
was
cool.
That's super cool. Yeah.
It was a 3-hour set, and I was so tired.
Oh, my goodness. 3-hour set?
I was,
man.
Like, freaking out. I was, like, I was on stage, and, of course, my mom was filming it. And after the band took a little break, I was like, I need water now.
Yeah,
I'm dying
really?
Up there.
Get me water.
I am, like, dying right now. But, I mean, If I wasn't doing this, probably my second love is the stage. I love being on stage. It's such a rush.
I know, yeah, I try to explain that to people, just like how much of an adrenaline rush it is. It's like it's one of the best, if not the best feeling that I've ever experienced.
Least. It's like when I was up there, I was like, this is awesome. This is so cool. And I've gotten a chance to sing a few times with a small band, and of course karaoke, obviously. And I pretty much jump at the chance to take any performance I possibly can. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's definitely a rush.
Yes, it is. Well, we've only got like 10 seconds left. This 30 minutes just flew by, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. Jeez.
You know,
well, that just means I can come back
like,
on.
Pretty much, yes. And you're absolutely more than welcome on any time. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
But this is why I love this show. I do a 30-minute interview, and it seems like 5 minutes.
Yep.
You know? Because, I mean, when you're in it, you're just like having so much fun. I mean, you look at the clock, you're like, did that just really happen?
Already?
30 minutes go by that fast? You know?
Yeah. Just like chatting with old friends.
But before we do go, I wanted to give you an opportunity, first of all, to tell the listeners what's coming up for you, and then give the listeners your social media, where they can find you online.
Okay. Well, real quick, I am working on my single called Help My Sanity. I've gotten the first mix of it, and it's going to kind of be sent back and forth and then sent to get mastered. But when that comes out, I'm going to make it a free download for everyone, because I don't want anyone to not be able to get it if they want to. So I'm going to make it a free download, and I think everybody's really going to like it. It's a very cool vibe. I basically wrote it based off of the situation of a breakup and someone just saying, I'm not ready to let go yet, and I need something from the other person to get through until I can completely let go. So I'm really excited. Be looking for that. My social medias, at Kaylin Britt on Twitter, at Kaylin_Britt Instagram, Kaylin Britt on Facebook, and, of course, my YouTube channel, Kaylin Britt. That's CAYLINBRITT. I post covers weekly, and if you're on my social media, you will definitely know when I have the solid date for Help My Sanity, but it should definitely be out by the end of the summer.
Awesome. And I thank you for
I'm hoping that your single, Kaylin, is so, when you say Hope Your Sanity, I hope that it's so good that it's insane, so it contradicts sanity.
I hope so. I hope so. That's the plan. But yeah.
Well, I look forward to it.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think I follow you on all social media, if I'm not mistaken. So but again, I want to thank you for taking over 30 minutes of your day to come on and do this.
Yeah, and thanks so much for having me. I mean, this literally just blew by so fast. This is a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's
really
been a pleasure, Kaylin. I do hope that I see you perform live soon and get to meet you.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I'll keep you guys updated.
Thank you.
You know, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I had so much fun that. I do consider you a good friend. So.
Yeah. No. Likewise. I mean, yeah. This has been such a comfortable interview, and you guys are so great reaching out to me and letting me come on. Yeah. Absolutely.
It's mutual, Kaylin.
I try to do that. I try to keep interviews lighthearted, you know, and not delve into anything too personal. Which to me, I mean, people that ask personal questions especially with the first time guests.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play that game, you know.
Yeah.
I don't play that. So I always try to keep specifically first time interviews really lighthearted and kind of let the guests or let the listeners know the guests, which is what I hope that comes across. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. Totally. Totally does.
But you know, and like I said earlier, if there's anything that you ever need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I will.
And we'll be more than happy to promote anything you do.
Thank you.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, but again, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come on.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kaylin. It's been great.
I'll talk to you later, okay, Kaylin?
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye. That was a fun show.
That went pretty quickly, as you said. I mean, she's very down to earth, laid back. I wish I would get to see her down the road.
She's such a great girl. I mean, it's this is gonna take me a long time to come down from. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I take a while to come down from this, but so probably let you go too, Craig, and kind of wrap things up here, okay, buddy?
No problem. It was. Have a good night. I'll speak to you next week, Cody.
All right, man. I'll see you, bud.
See you there.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Kaylin Britt, a fellow Tennessee girl, by the way. But before I get off here, I wanted to make mention of next week's show. We have the super talented Miss Bailey Callahan joining us. That's next Tuesday at 4:30 Central. And the 24th, I know that's on a Monday, but that couldn't be helped. We have a super talented singer-songwriter and dear friend of the show, Ashley Taylor, joining us the 24th. And the 25th, hold on one second, let me see it. Who we have on the 25th. Hold on one second. Right quick. Let me see. Who's on the 25th? The Four Blog Talk forcibly removes me from the network. we have... 25th, we have, our friend Katie Bell Aiken is returning to the show, 7:25 at 4:30 Central. So I think, you guys have heard all the announcements. So I think I'm going to, end the episode right here. You've been listening to Put Desert Murph. Thank you and goodbye.